And this is 90.3 KEDM Monroe. Good morning, I'm Corey Crow. After a year of rumors, there could potentially be a Buc-ee's coming to Ruston based on an agenda item that will be discussed tonight at a council meeting. Malcolm Butler with the Lincoln Parish Journal says council members are expected to discuss an agreement with CSMS Management.
When you Google CSMS Management LLC, the owner of it is a gentleman by the name of Arch Applin III. And Beaver Applin is basically the guy that started Buc-ee's.
Butler says they reached out to Ruston Mayor Ronnie Walker to ask about speculations, but he declined to comment. He says if the rumors are confirmed tonight, that the potential location for Buc-ee's will be perfect.
The rumor is across from the Ruston Junior High, funny enough, on Tar Button Road. It's just north of I-20. A lot of land.
This would be the first Buc-ee's location in Louisiana. Butler says it would be great for the local economy.
And, you know, Ruston just continues to grow, and so just the tax dollars themselves would make a huge impact on our parish.
Buc-ee's owner, Arch Beaver Applin's grandparents, owned a large store where he said he got the idea down near Duty Ferry. Experts say that Louisiana's oil and gas industry is expected to shrink over the next year or attempt to shift to clean, sustainable fuels. LSU energy sector economist Dr. David Dismuke says that a number of companies will seek incentives via the Biden administration's Infrastructure Investment Act to invest in energy products like wind, clean hydrogen fuel, and carbon capture. Louisiana Oil and Gas Association President Mike McCullough says he agrees, but not as many as one company may think.
When he's talking about the oil companies of Louisiana are going to, you know, go into green, out of those 876, I don't think maybe a few percentage will probably get into green.
In Louisiana Illuminator, Dismuke said that clean hydrogen initiatives will be something else that will take off and probably be pretty big. McCullough says LOGA is for alternative fuels and alongside traditional energy is what they're hoping for, but he says the prediction is wishful thinking.
When you look at the Haynesville players, they're focused on natural gas. I don't see those guys jumping into that arena, and I certainly don't see the little guys that are producing oil in Louisiana getting into that arena.
There are over 800 companies currently drilling oil and gas in Louisiana. He says he doesn't see many of them having an interest in, nor the budget for, exploring green energy. I'm Corey Crow. You're listening to KEDM.